Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
The point of a DLC is usually to provide players with a reason to keep playing after they finish the main game. One reason can be a brand new selection of bosses that make for a fresh and exciting challenge, or in some cases make you question everything you've known about the game and throw your console out the window. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 DLC bosses harder than the main game. Number 10, Bernard, Fury. Fury is a non-stop adrenaline rush where you go up against 10 overpowered bosses, each posing a different kind of challenge to the player. For this reason, it's difficult to categorize your opponents, as each requires you to master different skills in order to defeat them. That is, all except one. The hardest and most unforgiving boss you'll fight is a secret that doesn't even appear in the story. His name is Bernard, and you can only unlock the fight with him by defeating the free DLC Guardian, The Flame. Bernard is an untextured character model that combines the fighting styles of all other bosses in the game. The duel with him is completely optional, but if you want to consider yourself a true master of Fury, this is the perfect way to test your skill. The fight is long, fast-paced, and completely unpredictable due to the wide range of Bernard's abilities, as well as his expressionless model. You need to survive 9 whole phases while keeping a keen eye on the slightest change in Bernard's behavior. He may look like a crash test dummy, but Bernard is the one dishing out the destruction. Number 9, Absolute Radiance, Hollow Knight Godmaster. The DLCs for Hollow Knight don't just add new content to this 2D platformer, they refine existing parts of the game, including the final and most difficult boss. The Absolute Radiance is the true form of Hollow Knight's final encounter, the Radiance, which is introduced in the Godmaster content pack. It's a version of regular Radiance that is jam-packed with overpowered area of effect abilities and near-instant attacks. The fight takes quick reflexes and a good understanding of its phases to survive, let alone defeat, the boss. But while all that is already enough to consider Absolute Radiance the toughest opponent in Hollow Knight, there's also another part of the fight that makes it downright sadistic. See, in order to even take on Absolute Radiance, you need to defeat its pantheon first, consisting of 42 individual fights with weaker bosses. You'll end up dying dozens, if not hundreds of times before you can earn yourself the privilege of letting Absolute Radiance do you in. Apparently, developers Team Cherry thought this absolute unit of a boss needed some backup. Number 8, Countess, Darkest Dungeon, Crimson Court. Darkest Dungeon is a game of constant strife. Even a random group of low-level enemies can be the death of your team if you don't know what you're doing. The final boss hiding inside the titular Darkest Dungeon is arguably the toughest opponent in the game due to its devastating multi-attacks and the ability to bring your characters to the brink of a mental breakdown. However, there is a boss that poses an even greater threat in the Crimson Court DLC, the Countess. The Countess is a giant vampire mosquito hybrid responsible for the Crimson Curse that falls upon your haven in this side story. She's an absolutely deadly opponent in combat, but what makes her especially dangerous, even more so than the final boss, is the curse itself. The curse afflicts your heroes with debuffs that slowly degrade their health until certain death, and the only way to permanently cure them of it is to defeat the Countess before it's too late. Killing her is one of the hardest challenges in the game. Doing so on a time limit that can potentially cost your whole game is utterly brutal. Number 7, Nuka-Lurk Queen, Fallout 4 Nuka World. Arguably the toughest enemy the player can encounter in Fallout 4 is the Maya-Lurk Queen, a gargantuan mutated crab with every conceivable damage resistance under the sun, and the ability to spit out her own venomous children straight at you. So what can be more terrifying than a Maya-Lurk Queen? How about a Maya-Lurk Queen pumped full of a radioactive and explosive soda? Fallout 4's DLC Nuka World is full of bizarre enemies themed after the Wasteland's favourite carbonated drink, Nuka-Cola. One of them is the Nuka-Lurk Queen, an upgraded version of the Crab Menace from the main game that, due to a secret government experiment, became infused with a Nuka Quantum, a weaponized and volatile version of Nuka-Cola. Not only does this version of the Mylurk Queen have more health and resistance, it's also capable of hurling radioactive explosives at you, which are strong enough to one-shot ill-equipped players. An encounter with a Nuka-Lurk Queen is one of the hardest fights in the game. It'll cost you plenty of time, ammunition, and effort, but more importantly, your desire to drink Nuka Quantum ever again. Number 6. Karstag, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Dragonborn. In Skyrim, your main goal is to defeat a literal world-eater dragon, Alduin, before he destroys Tamriel and all the realms beyond it. It sounds like a daunting task, but in reality, the fight with Alduin is a walk in the park. The real challenge is hidden inside the Dragonborn DLC, with its secret boss, Karstag. Karstag is a frost giant who made his first appearance in The Elder Scrolls III, Morrowind. Though he was slain by the Nerevarine, you can actually summon his ghost in Skyrim to issue him a challenge and get crushed. If you've ever experienced getting launched into space by an angry Skyrim giant, you have an idea of what a frost giant like Karstag is capable of. Not only does Karstag possess the gravity-defying strength of his brethren, but he also deals additional cold damage and can summon a blizzard to make the battlefield more chaotic and deadly. The duel with Karstag is harder than anything you'll encounter in the main questline, but the effort is certainly worth it, as defeating the monster will grant you the power to summon him three times to fight by your side.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Extreme Behemoth, Monster Hunter World, Iceborne. Each fight in Monster Hunter World is a long and difficult gauntlet where you and your party have to be on the top of your game in order to defeat the boss you're pursuing. The game's DLC Iceborne ups the ante even further by introducing a new set of huge and gargantuan monsters. The most difficult is the upgraded version of a base game monster, the Extreme Behemoth. Extreme Behemoth doesn't get his name from doing sick kickflips on his skateboard. He's everything difficult about the regular Behemoth, ramped up to a truly radical level. The creature has almost twice as much health as the original, channels powerful fire and lightning attacks, and boasts increased resistance to the same elements. It takes everything from you and your companions to take him down, especially a skilled tank that can distract the Behemoth while the rest of the squad damages it. After you manage to kill Extreme Behemoth, it'll feel as though you've completed the ultimate challenge of the game, even more so than winning against Monster Hunter World's final boss or the final boss of its Frosty DLC. Number 4, Detlaf, The Witcher 3 Blood and Wine. The Witcher 3's two DLCs, Blood and Wine and Heart of Stone, are praised as one of the greatest game expansions ever made. They improve upon every aspect of the base game, including the difficulty of combat. The fight with Eredin at the end of the main storyline left a lot of players slightly disappointed, as The Witcher's greatest boogeyman proved to be nothing more than a couple of gimmicks and regular sword combat. The main boss of Blood and Wine, Detlaf, doesn't make the same mistakes. He puts players through a real marathon of pain that only the most experienced of them can complete. As a true vampire, Detlaf is capable of transforming into a deadly monstrosity, shifting through the battlefield with ease and summoning hordes of bats that can down Geralt in a single strike. This is only the surface level of dueling Detlaf, however, as the fight is also divided into three separate stages, each more difficult than the last. Number 3, Orphan of Kos, Bloodborne Old Hunters. Compared to most other From Software games, Bloodborne is a lot more aggressive and fast-paced with its combat. The player is incentivized to always stay on the offensive, as attacking restores some of your health, and you don't have a shield to hide behind. Still, it's not impossible to play passively. In fact, sometimes waiting things out and letting your opponent slip up is the best strategy. That is, unless you're fighting the Orphan of Kos. That's when passive players get obliterated, and their playthrough becomes actual hell on Yharnam Earth. Orphan of Kos from the Old Hunters DLC is a humanoid Great One that relies on speed and aggression to throw you for a loop. For this reason, the fight with him is considered to be one of the most difficult experiences in Bloodborne, as the player needs to be on the offensive at all times while trying to learn unpredictable attack patterns at the same time. It's a truly intense duel that doesn't let you take any breaks or let you assess the situation properly. The Orphan is a true testament to the Bloodborne school of combat, pushing your limits to the fullest. Number 2, Chef Saltbaker, Cuphead Delicious Last Course. Despite its charming rubber hose animation, Cuphead is a mean and unforgiving game where every new boss you fight is tougher than the last. When you finally beat the final fight with the Dice King and the Devil, you feel like the game has thrown everything it possibly could at you, but somehow you made it. Well, don't celebrate too soon. There's also the DLC, The Delicious Last Course. And in true Cuphead fashion, its final boss, Chef Saltbaker, shows that things can always get worse. Right off the bat, Saltbaker outdoes every boss in the game by preventing you from fighting him in simple mode. You either face him at his true power or you don't. And oh boy, is his true power just the worst. Saltbaker has four distinct phases that ramp up in difficulty. From summoning storms of pepper and salt to becoming a sentient heart chaotically darting across the arena, it's a genuinely soul-draining experience as you try to memorize everything and keep up. Saltbaker's ultimate plan is to use your soul to make a devilish pastry that can bend the world to his will. So whilst this should be an ultimate test, few players made it through alive. Number 1, Slave Knight Gale, Dark Souls 3 Ringed City. Dark Souls' overall difficulty has been stated thousands of times, but when it comes to Dark Souls 3, it's important to make a small distinction. The game is hard, sure, but it gets downright sadistic as soon as you encounter the Ringed City optional boss, Slave Knight Gale. Only a few foes in the main game can match Gale in terms of aggression. Even though he doesn't have the largest health pool or attack power, his erratic moveset combined with the frequency of attacks make him a true menace that not every Dark Souls player is ready for. The fight is difficult, but for all the right reasons. It requires skill and understanding of the game's combat, and rapid reflexes that can react to Gale's attacks on time. It's a true test of everything you can learn overall, which is why Gale is best saved for after you finish the rest of the game. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section if you can think of other DLC bosses we missed that are harder than the main game. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, or Twitch where I'm Tempertress. Make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more great gaming lists.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.